Law of Contagion. A Bandom Fic, written by Tay, aka Kraggler13, and read by Sylvain. Mikey can't help double-checking their setup. It's the only way you can calm his nerves before shows these days. Even though all four of them arrange things carefully during soundcheck, and Ray's been staying after to make sure everything's settled, he has to make sure. When he walks out onto the stage, Mikey catches a glimpse of white back behind Ray's stack. He ignores it with the ease practice brings. Ignoring it now, outside of the concerts, is a necessity. If they aren't firm about the imposed limitations, all of the hard work will be for nothing. But denying his attention is a challenge. It slides in, around the edges of everything. Sometimes Mikey's still not sure why he agreed to this. Sure, the flickers between here and elsewhere, complete with the feel of sun-warm leather across his shoulders, had started to get to him. And he definitely wanted everyone to stop getting sick for denying flashes of endless desert. But he can't help wondering if there was some easier way that they overlooked. Then he reminds himself that there's nothing easy about averting apocalypses, and it wasn't like they hadn't exhausted all other options. They'd started the research, looking up articles online about shared dreams and group visions, midway through the Black Parade tour. They stopped watching horror for a while, thinking maybe that would help. Gerard had even shelved the comic idea he'd been working on. If anything, that made it worse. Grant was the one who finally put the pieces together. He'd taken one look at the dark circles under Gerard's eyes at Comic-Con and pulled him aside after their shared panel. Writing the Invisibles had tangled him up in the mess, and he knew exactly what to do. G had called them all afterwards, ranting about ritual magic, revolutionaries, and turning the tide. Bob had thought it was a bad idea, calling it in, calling it out. Mikey tries not to think about Bob. Especially here, when the stage is ready. Thoughts of power, and respects Bob's decision to stay the hell out of this madness. He doesn't want to be the reason Bob gets pulled back in. They'd worked hard to keep the energetic loop closed, contained to just the four of them. That had been the hardest part. In the end, Frank had figured out the missing element. He'd been focusing on alchemy and the Kabbalah, so Mikey wasn't surprised when Frank called him to say he'd found rituals that would help. What he'd found had been a surprise, though the determined look on Frank's face as he handed Mikey the stack of printed-out tantric rituals had stopped Mikey from commenting. Frank had rushed through an explanation of Halloween being a spiritual doorway and the overlap in their natal charts, the babble about the law of attraction and manifesting things in the physical world faltering as Mikey read. "So do you think it will work?" Mikey had just kissed him in reply. Mikey runs a hand across the motorcycle helmet. His pendant heats at the touch, throbs briefly in time with his heartbeat. Some of the anxiety knotted in his gut eases. It looks like Frank was right. They will be able to make it to the next full moon before needing to recharge the props. He takes a deep breath and closes his eyes. Crossing cracked pavement, watching a shadow slide in front of him. The broken glass trail at his feet glimmers. Sun-bleached bones clatter free as he rides the bike. There are still tattered strips of cotton and denim in the impression left behind. Gas gauge is half full, more than enough to get him back to the others. He glances around automatically, back of his neck prickling. All he sees is miles and miles of desolation, shells of a suburbia blackened and eaten by sand and tumbleweeds. That, and the city in the distance. Relentless glare from the towers and a poisonous lure. He turns his back on it, swings a leg over the bike. It takes three tries before the engine catches. The image wavers like a heat mirage behind his eyelids. Name a thing and you own it. Name a thing and you can change it. Mike repeats the words silently and opens his eyes. "Good luck," the helmet reminds him. "Right. Luck." He adjusts the strap of his base and turns away. The words set in the glitter hum, steadying him. The end.